The Podcast Studios is the home of Headstuff Podcasts. It's where lots of our shows are recorded and where we work on production, promotion, video, live shows and lots more. In our studios here in Dublin City Centre, we work with everyone from international brands to government organisations, charities to arts groups, entrepreneurs to hobbyists. So if you'd like us to help tell your story in a creative, professional and engaging way, you can find out more at thepodcaststudios.ie.
This podcast is brought to you by ReRaw Irish Lager, a light and fresh lager independently owned and brewed in County Wicklow. Thanks, ReRaw.
If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the improvised phone-in show. My name is Dave Coffey. The usual phone lines are open, so get calling. We're going to kick things off this week with our topic of the week. This week we're talking about horrible bosses. Cuiva, your boss is a real dictator, is that right?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to describe because it's like she's a normal boss for most of the time. And then, I don't know, she just has some really weird views about stuff.
What's her name?
Caroline.
And Caroline has weird views. What kind of stuff has she got weird views about?
Well, it was something I don't know. I didn't really notice it for a while, you know, because a lot of the times, you know, your day to day in work is kind of things don't come up. It's only, you know, sometimes you go for like drinks or something after work, and that's when maybe some boundaries are kind of crossed. Mm. But this was actually like in a meeting once it kind of came up that essentially she watched that movie, you know, Boss Baby?
Yes.
She watched Boss Baby and now she thinks babies should vote.
Right. Okay. For people who haven't seen Boss Baby, it's about a baby who is a boss.
Like a business baby.
A business boss baby.
And to be honest, I actually haven't seen the movie.
I haven't seen it either.
Yeah. Okay. Does
Boss Baby vote in the movie, or was that unrelated?
I mean, I actually couldn't tell you that, okay, but I presume if the baby has a job, you know, it's paying taxes. It has a right to vote.
It has a right to speak and all.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So, you know, you're
different from actual babies.
Yeah, obviously.
So Caroline said to you, babies should be able to vote.
Caroline said to everyone in the meeting, and this was like a merger meeting, you know, and you know, she just voices. She was like, you know, next on the agenda, whatever, you know, I think babies should vote.
Right.
And we were like, oh, yeah, yeah. And like, genuinely, we all thought it was a joke. You know what I mean?
Okay,
it was like, whatever. But she, you know, spent a good 20, like she had done up slides. She had done up, I don't know why she was trying to convince us, because I guess if it's something she wants to implement, I don't know what we can do about it, to be perfectly honest.
How could she implement it though? Surely that's like a government thing.
I mean, I don't know. I just presume, like, you know, job by job, you know, someone has the authority, you know, within a business. If they are the boss of that business, they could implement some things that maybe would be a little, but I don't know. I have no doubt that she'd make it work. She's a very, you know.
You mean that she could bring babies into your workplace and have them vote on, like, board decisions
issues within,
or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
She could start there. You know what I mean?
And then use that as a thesis to prove. Yes.
You know,
yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Has she brought in babies?
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
How many babies has she?
About six.
And they're on the board, or?
There are two babies on the board.
On the board.
Yeah. Because the other babies voted them on.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Now,
when you say that they voted them on, how were their votes collected, if you know what I mean? Like, how did they voice
their... I think it was generally food based, so it was like, you know, they'd have a bit of food and then it was like if they threw this bit out here and that bit out there, that was
this...
them casting their vote, you know,
right,
what I mean?
Okay.
I think her idea was that, you know, babies are the purest of us, and so they will make the choice that is less, you know, determined by outside factors, by whatever that they are. Look, Dave, look, clearly I don't agree with it because I'm phoning in and I'm giving out, you know what I mean? But this is where she's coming from. That she's like, you know, if we could all regress to our baby mind state, then we would be the purest versions of ourselves. We would make the best decisions.
Yeah, you know? I mean, you've made a compelling argument on her behalf.
No, I mean, this is not me making a compelling argument. This is me just repeating what she's saying. I do not agree. I do not agree with this at all.
Can you not see a logic to that, though?
No, there's two babies on our board, Dave, and that is not something like we have board meetings with these babies, and it's honestly a nightmare.
Disruptive.
Yeah, of course. Like, they don't even have handlers there for the babies. The babies are just like doing whatever they want.
Right.
Shitting, screaming, pissing, throwing food.
I never actually asked you, what is this company? Like, what do you do?
We sell pots.
Pots?
Yeah.
For like cooking?
For cooking, yeah.
Okay, cool. Is it like a famous brand of pots?
Yeah, Breeders.
Breeders pots?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know Breeders pots. Yeah, everyone's got a Breeders
pot. Yeah, everybody's got a Breeders pot.
Okay, well, listen, I want to bring on Caroline to defend her position, although in fairness, you have done a pretty good job. But let's hear from Caroline anyway. Well, babies are pure.
I'd just like to start off by saying, Dave, that we brought this to the industrial relations baby months ago, and she agreed on some very generous nap time throughout her workday. We worked out a different salary. And she seemed pretty happy with that baby. The babies on the board have also improved working conditions for everyone around the company. So I think it's been proven. I'd also like to say it's not just Boss Baby that I base it off, because that would be crazy to base something like that off a movie. But there is actually a children's cartoon called Baby Town.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it was kind of around the 2000s, and it showed babies in all, like Stocks babies, mm-hmm. bartender babies. They ran a whole town. So
is that based on a true story? Or?
I mean, it was a cartoon, but I assume that they ran a baby town so that it would be accurate.
I just want to know where we draw the line here, okay, Dave? You know, babies working jobs, what jobs can babies work then? What are we leading them towards? You know, are babies midwives? Are babies helping other babies give birth? Like, what?
I mean,
where
that
is
does
the,
seem
I think
like
a baby
it would make
would
sense
because
who's going to know best?
Exactly. They're only 3 months out. In the world.
You want a baby lawyer, Dave? You want a baby lawyer? You want a baby cop? Actually, that would be preferable.
Well, but Quiva, like, it sounds like they're doing a good job. Have you taken that into account? Like,
sorry, in what way do you?
Well,
it sounds like they're doing a good job.
I said about the changes they've made.
The cartoon baby town.
The changes they've made to the business. They've improved.
They've implemented. No, I'm sorry, because this is still, at the end of the day, this is an adult proffering an idea to a baby. So the baby's not coming up with the idea themselves. Babies, these are babies that can't talk.
Tell that to our PR baby. I mean, they have absolutely improved the whole view of our company across the nation. People know about Breeders.
I don't think I've realized how many babies are in this company now at this stage.
Well, if their only role is to vote, if it's decision making primarily, and other people are bringing the work to them, and they're making the right decisions, the best decisions for the company, you know what's
okay? Let's put this to the test. Let's put a baby on air. Let's put a baby on air and let's see what this baby has to say.
What's that going to prove?
It's going to prove that they can't offer.
It's mostly why babies are better in positions of power.
Visually.
They don't reduce themselves.
Visually,
down to
Dave.
This.
Visually.
I'm saying it's not going to lend itself well to a podcast. Okay, here's a baby. There's a baby on the air.
Goo goo gaga, Dave. Hello, thanks for having me on.
Oh.
Oh, surprised I can talk, Dave?
Yes.
Yes. No, 1 in 10 of us, actually, we basically have the vocabulary of someone around their mid 30s, Dave.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That changes things, I think.
I mean, I don't know whether that baby is a baby. That could be a man pretending to be a baby.
Baby want to go nap time. Baby want to bath. Give me my yellow banana toy. I don't know how else can I prove this to you. Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
My name is Philip.
Philip.
Oh, Michael. Philip.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Hi. Hi.
Oh, hey, what position Philip, does Philip have in this company?
So I am PR. I was brought on board to be in very much the face of the operation, to sort of be able to represent us on any media channels.
That's smart, because a baby can't have any like hidden dark secrets, nothing in the, no skeletons in the closet.
Definitely. You know? And so. Can't be sued for libel either, Dave.
Yeah, no skeletons in the closet, but shit in the pants, Dave.
Dave, but now I feel like we're veering into realms of...
Yeah, this seems to be
those
people who are incontinent, yeah. Mm-hmm. You will poop yourself both at the beginning and the end of your life.
Oh, God.
Dave, I'm actually kind of surprised
and
you would have this...
sometimes in
have
the middle.
Mm-hmm. Dave, I'm going to be honest. I'm kind of surprised you have a... You would give airtime to a bigot.
Well, I wasn't aware of the outside.
Excuse me. Everyone has lost their mind. Have we all gone mad?
No. In fact, I think we're all actually learning and growing together in a very positive manner.
If it's working, you know, just can you not just give it time, you know, to see if it'll work in the long
run? That's what they said about fascism, Dave. And look how that turned out.
You can say that about loads of things. You know,
I'd like to apologise.
I think the person who resorts to invoking fascism has already clearly lost the argument, Dave. Mm-hmm. I think we all know about...
I put my hands away. I'm not going to win this argument, clearly, but I'm just going to say that this is a red letter day and we have all made a choice. And I want you all to be aware of this.
May I offer you a set of dangly keys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, how do you feel?
I feel better.
Well, we just put forward a mandate that every desk will have a set of plastic jangly keys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do our ideas sound? What was it you said? Fucking ridiculous?
Mm-hmm. What about the Build-A-Bear initiative?
Yeah.
What's that?
If you reach a certain target... You get your own
Build-A-Bear. And because we're babies, we get to fit inside of them.
Yeah.
We get to wear them as little bear costumes,
Dave. Cool.
Yeah. Look, Dave, I've clearly lost the battle, so I'm... okay. Baby for president. Baby for, you know, Lord Emperor of the World. Here we go.
I think people would vote for Lord Emperor of the World.
Yeah. I think it's worth a shot. I mean, can they do much worse?
Than the current World Emperor?
Yeah.
Is there one?
No,
I don't know much.
Who is he? You know, if it was a baby, you'd know.
If it was a baby, I think people would talk about it a lot more.
Yeah. All right, listen, guys, great. I'm glad we convinced Cuiva that this is actually a great idea. Thanks, Cuiva, Caroline, and...
Philip.
For phoning it in. Okay, I want to talk to you about ReRaw Irish Lager, who are kindly sponsoring this podcast. It is a light, fresh, locally made Irish beer, and it has been crafted to celebrate the best bits of being Irish, including the best of Irish comedy, which is why they're supporting this show. And it's also why they've teamed up with three regulars of Phoning It In, Tony Cantwell, Shane Danburn, and Killian Sunderman, a.k.a. the Brewery Bros., to bring you a series of sketches which the lads are sharing on their social media. So go check those out. And if you can, grab yourself a taste of crisp, refreshing ReRaw Lager. I'm thirsty just plugging it here. Thanks, ReRaw. Breaking news, the improvised news show hosted by me and Mark Canton is back on Friday, June 16th in the Pier Centre on Pier Street. It is a fantastic night of live improv featuring some of your favourite performers from this show. It's a BYOB event and tickets are available now from Eventbrite. Follow me at Phoning It In Show on Instagram for more details. Thanks. We're talking about horrible bosses. Murph, your boss is a prankster. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Dave. Yeah, regular old George Clooney, my boss, I can tell you that much.
George Clooney?
Yeah, you know George Clooney, famous for doing pranks on his cast members. Yeah, on his close friends as well. Yeah, Dave. Yeah.
What kind of pranks?
Oh, God, I don't know, throwing sand in their eyes, stuff like that. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Or just tripping them up in general.
Is your boss as good a prankster as George Clooney?
No, I don't. So my boss is a bit of a weird one, Dave. She's got... Basically, like, she'll kind of, you know, I'll say we're going to meet somewhere at a certain time and then she just doesn't show up. And it's like, good one. Who's that on? Mm. Who's actually laughing at the end of that? Mm. Or like...
Well, I mean, other people that she tells about it, presumably, like, oh, I said to Murph I'd meet him here and then I just didn't show up.
All right. Well, no, I would suggest the time. You like that one, Dave?
Yeah, that's good.
Cool. Things like, you know, when I go up to give her a massage, she'd kind of like wince away and not want to and act like she didn't like it, you know?
What are you talking about?
You pranks, Dave. She's just a real prankster. She's a regular George Clooney.
Yeah. I don't know if you should be trying to give your boss a massage.
But she does. She acts a lot. She does the prank of acting like she didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't know if that one's a prank, Murph.
But everyone laughed at me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what's your boss's name?
My boss's name is Sheila.
Well, Sheila's been listening in.
Hey, Mr. Clooney.
Sheila, you prankster.
Hey.
Sheila.
This thing of Murph coming up and trying to give you a massage, is that a part of a prank? Or is...
Yeah, we're all waiting to hear the punchline, Quivo. Sheila.
Was that? I assume that's a prank, getting my name wrong after what you did to me, Murph. Look, I'll just say, Murph doesn't really understand pranks, do you know? Mm. Like, I'll kind of come up and I'll, like, jock the head of finance and everyone will laugh. But then Murph will kind of follow it up and try and do his own prank, and it just gets received really weirdly.
Like, what will he do?
Like, he'll do maybe like a nip twist, but like, I'd only get away with that.
Yeah.
Because people know me to be a prankster. Mm. Yeah, and the massages thing.
What's wrong? What was the joke there?
Well, it's just that it was a bit untoward. Like,
But you're the prankster, so when I was doing a nice thing and then you reacted like it was a bad thing. That was the prank, wasn't it? That was the funny thing.
No, I think that was just out of line.
Pranks are isn't every prank out of line? Isn't that why they're funny? Isn't that why, if the world is, everyone is doing their things normally, yeah, and then a prank is when you do something that's different to what's normal.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's very broad, though. I mean, it has to be more than that. Like, it has to... has to be funny, you know?
It has to be funny.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just like, it's just doing something weird, right?
What?
Like trying to give your boss a massage and work. That's not a prank. That's just weird.
I wasn't doing that as a prank.
Right, okay.
The prank was her, right? The prank was you, like, pushing me away and, like, saying, stop it.
That's not a prank, though.
I don't know about that.
What was that, Sheila?
Yeah.
I'm only messing with you. So my greatest prank at the moment is to convince everybody that Murph is a sex offender. But he does my job for me, to be honest.
Well, I have to say, I was getting that vibe, but now, yeah. I don't know if I was just getting that vibe because of what Sheila did.
No, because the massage thing used to be a pretty regular, normal thing.
You have to get him into a safe space where he thinks that that's like normal workplace behavior.
Yes, so you encouraged it to get him to that space, then waited till people were around, then shrugged him off and kind of went, oh, get away from me.
So Dave's liking it.
That's okay, a good
Dave's
prank, yeah.
Yeah, classic. Yeah.
Right, so, but everyone knows that everyone knows that you were doing the...
Nah, it's not a prank if anyone knows.
So yeah. Everyone just thinks that I tried to give you one of my massages and then you said no and then you got like really angry and then you acted upset and you went to the bathroom for a while.
Yeah, I mean there is a meeting coming up.
Yeah, there is.
For you.
Yeah, I assume.
Is I assume that a prank meeting or a real meeting?
Oh no, it's very much real. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So do you see how this prank works, Murph? Have you gotten the humor in it?
On paper, Dave, I guess I understand the mechanics of it. Yes. It just is a prank. I suppose a prank has to be at someone's expense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And this one's at yours. And up until now, the only person that was in on it was Sheila. So she was just getting like enjoyment herself. Yeah. But now she's kind of let me in on it. I think it's hilarious. I'm sure all my listeners think it's hilarious.
And what about our dates and stuff then?
It was all part of the plan. I'm really sorry.
Just a slow, gradual.
Yeah, just a slow, gradual.
This is like two and a half years.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have gone for three. But I don't know, it just got a bit sad. I stopped being funny after a while.
Right.
To you. But now that you're...
You didn't think...
Yeah, but now that everyone knows.
You're cashing in on it now. So all the hard work has come full circle and it's been worth it. Murph. You can, you know what? You can use the recording of this probably in your meeting
yeah.
And hopefully you'll be able to save your job. Fingers crossed. What do you think, Sheila?
Best luck with that, man.
No, you'll speak up for him though, will you?
You won't.
Yeah, sure. When will it be?
When will the meeting be?
Yeah.
It's next Friday.
Yeah, I'll definitely be there.
You're not going to do a little prank, are you? Promise? Do we give me a promise?
I promise.
No, that wasn't. I couldn't hear that.
A shlamas.
Did you say shlamas?
I think she said promise.
I'm pretty sure I said promise.
Yeah.
Can you play it back, Dave?
No, we don't have that facility. And to be honest, I don't really want to anyway. Listen, it's been great chatting to you guys. I wish you the best, Murph. If you do lose your job, you know, look, there's plenty more fish in the sea. And I'm sure you'll
find plenty more jobs.
Well, there's a few gone, yeah. And look, maybe your next boss won't be so horrible. There won't be a horrible prankster and you'll be happier.
Yeah.
Hmm?
I'd settle for a Matt Damon over George Clooney any that doesn't even. I'm sorry, Dave, I don't get it.
It's okay, Murph. It's okay. Listen, thanks very much to Murph and Sheila for phoning it in. As I'm sure you know by now, Phoning It In is just one of the many excellent podcasts on the Headstuff Podcast Network. Here's a little teaser for another one you should definitely check out.
Hello, it's Stephanie Preisner, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Basically. Basically, if you have anything that you don't understand or you want made simple, you contact me and I get someone in. I get an expert in to explain the situation to you. We've had episodes on what is the story with AI? What is the story with trying to conceive? What is the story with Brexit? What is the story with being the Taoiseach? We have so many episodes in our back catalogue for you to listen to, but also if there's anything that you currently want made simple, contact me on Stephanie Preisner on Instagram and I will get an episode straight for you.
If you like this show, please support it. The best way to do that is by leaving a review for the show on iTunes, posting about us on social media, or just telling some friends about us. If you can afford it, you can also support the show financially through Headstuff Plus. For a small monthly fee, you'll get access to a heap of bonus content from every single show on the Headstuff Network. That includes new, hilarious bonus episodes of this show, which are released every other week. If you can afford it, head on over to Headstuff Plus and sign up today. My special guest joining me in the studio today is the mayor of Dalkey, Clive Delaney-Saunders, who has been lambasted in the papers for trying to turn the picturesque seaside town into a giant theme park. Mayor Delaney-Saunders, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Dave.
I think it was the theme itself of the theme park that a lot of people took issue with, wasn't it?
And what would that theme be, Dave?
Well, look, you tell me. It was your idea.
Trying to trick me, are you, Dave?
No, I'm not trying to trick you, but it was your idea and, you know.
No, look, here's the thing about it, Dave, is that people, you know, people are, yeah, they're gassed because, you know, they think on such a linear level, you know what I mean? And I don't know, I think that I'm I work on a level that's like in the clouds, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, think about like Simba, you know, and Simba and the Lion King when he looks up to his dad, Mufasa,
yes.
After Mufasa's died and he sees him in the clouds.
Yeah.
And he's like, Dad, what's the crack?
Right.
What do I do? And I'm like Mufasa in the clouds, like, you know what I mean? Clearly in lion heaven, just looking down like, son, I've got you. You know what I mean?
And that's what inspired the idea of this Lion King themed park.
Yeah, I suppose like, yeah, it was Lion King themed, but then like, you know, that's like for kids, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I wanted to add an edge to it, you know what I mean?
And
like, obviously,
edge?
Well, like, you know, the sea, obviously, you know, is part of it because that's, you know, that's where we're doing this. And I wanted to like, I don't know, I just wanted a bit of an edge. So, yeah, it was, the theme was like mermaids fucking lions.
Right. Yeah.
And vice versa. And like having a big, you know what I mean? Like lion mermaid orgy, lion on lion. Like, what is this? Like mermaid lion centipede? Like, you know,
okay.
Like butt on, yeah. You know,
yeah.
Munching mermaid ass.
Yeah. Now, I think that's really where it fell down, you know, because I think if you had gone for a mermaid themed park or a lion themed park,
and you'd steer cleared
of like Disney rights or whatever, you might have been able to bring people along on that journey.
Yeah, here, Dave, look, I'll stop you there because like I didn't become the mayor of Dorkie. By not like stepping on a few gloves,
of course.
You know what I mean?
No, I know you're a maverick.
Like, you know what I mean? I think you just like people have to trust in my vision. People
but
have to trust
they don't.
In my.
That's the problem.
No, but they will. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay, about like, you know what I mean? I will force it on them.
Okay,
well, and then they will learn to like it. Like, don't take no for an answer is my motto in life.
Sure, sure. Well, look, I want to bring on a Dorkie resident, pop rock legend Rick DeBoeuf. Rick, you hate this idea, is that right?
Absolutely hate it, Dave. Absolutely furious about this, Dave.
Rick, you've lived in Dorkie for a long time.
Yeah, retired here, Dave.
You've brought up a family there.
Yep.
How would you feel if tomorrow morning you went down to Dorkie Main Street and you're trying to buy a newspaper and
I see some fucking fish and a lion just rimming each other, Dave.
Yeah, as you're trying to go in to the newsagents.
I would get physically sick, Dave.
Yeah.
I mean, I wrote some pretty out there stuff back in the day, Dave, but nothing like this.
Yeah, yeah. What do you say then to Mayor Delaney Saunders?
Yeah.
She seems adamant that this is going to happen.
Yeah. I'll say this. Tone down the rimming, Mayor. It seems like that's the whole thing. Like, look, I was a wild boy back in the day, Mayor.
Yeah, I remember, man.
Yeah.
The stories, it was well documented in the press.
Exactly. I went through hell to get where I am today. Mm. The recovery I had to go on, Dave. Mm. And, you know, through that, I did mellow a little bit. Yeah, I let men in a little bit.
Okay. You don't seem that mellow, but go on, yeah.
I'm just incensed, Dave.
Yeah, I'm like, look, no, I'm not going to stand for this, you know what I mean? Because, like, I know you and I know your past. And, like, here's the thing, like, you know, this could have been inspired by what you've done in the past. Because, like, and look, we were at those parties, man.
Yeah.
We were at those parties together. We saw what went down. We were
shut up right now.
But Sive, that was behind closed doors. That's somebody's private life.
You're allowed to do anything behind closed doors.
Well, no, you're not allowed to do anything.
You're allowed to do anything behind closed doors, but also, like, you should be allowed to do anything out in public, and that's all I'm trying to fucking say.
No, listen, all I'm saying is, Dave, I've been on a big path recovery. I fought my demons. I fucking killed them.
Yeah.
And then
your wife has taken you back.
To be my twilight of my years. Yeah, Dave. I'm in my salad days. Both metaphorically, and I'm eating a lot of salad, Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy's glugging kombucha, Dave, and it's disgusting.
It's not fermented, Dave. It's going, like, it's only kind of expanding in my stomach. That's beside the point. Thing is, I thought now I was going to finally have peace. I was going to be able to be centered. And then in my town, there's a fucking interspecies, intermythos fuckfest.
Here, man, it's not my fault that what I put out there in the public for public entertainment reminds you of your past. It's not all about you, man. It's not all about you.
I know I have to change. The world won't change. I know that. But the world didn't have... It's the rimming, please. Just tone down the rimming.
Okay. Look, this is getting very heated. I want to bring in...
I don't know what you're talking about, Dave. We're just having a conversation.
This is a normal conversation, Dave.
Okay, well, there's a lot of talk of rimming, more than there usually is. A little bit more than
people are.
I don't think that's true, Dave. I don't think that's true, fundamentally.
I think you're talking about rimming a lot on this podcast.
And actually, this is the innocent side of the scale in terms of the rimming that goes on this podcast. Anyway,
well, look, it was our topic of the week last week, but I want to bring on reclusive Celtic songstress Dimfna, who also lives in Dorkie in a castle. Dimfna, you support this theme park idea?
Hi, Dave. Yeah, I must say I do. We once went to a party in Manchester.
Who?
Myself and Sive and... Rick.
Oh, you were all there?
Yeah, we were all there.
Yeah, we all go way back, Dave.
Okay.
And it was more of a kind of like centaur bear thing going on.
Okay.
And it had been going on for years, and we really thoroughly enjoyed it, and that was, I was kind of there for the birth of this idea in Zorky.
When you say it had been going on for years, do you mean like there was regular
bear
meetings?
Centaurs. Oh.
Or
any kind of interspecial thing, yeah. Dave. You know what I mean? Like we were, it was a free for all. You know what I mean? In more ways than one is what is all I'll say. And Rick should remember that because, like, I know what's in his past.
Rick has been open.
Been very open. I've read it. I've written about it in my book. I've written songs about it. I have faced my demons and I've karate chopped them right now.
Yeah, but have you fucked your demons, man? Have you fucked your demons?
If I fucked my demons, you know the hell spawn that would come out.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Right. Then you wouldn't ask me that. Then you wouldn't ask me that.
All right.
See, it's that kind of passion, which is why they couldn't work out as business partners, because that was originally what the plan was. I was there on that faithful
Rick
leave.
And Sive were going to mm-hmm. go in together.
In Manchester, where they decided to do the Mermaid Lion kind of Red Raw tour is probably one of my favourites.
Yes, Dimna had given us this like prime grade acid, man. Like it was the good shit. You know what I mean? Like Dimna grows that stuff like inside in her bacterial gut and then...
You're overplaying my role in interest or involvement in or in the thought of all of this.
Yeah, because it sounds like you're like a key player coming up with the
idea. Dave, this is what I'm trying to say. At the end of the fucking day, this is what I'm trying... No, sorry, I was trying to give him a bit of space to breathe and to say this
to
himself.
Admit it.
Because I respect you. I respect you enough.
And I respect the goddamn hell out of you.
Really? I love you, man.
I love you! That's why I'm so furious about this.
Okay, yeah. I
feel like I'm arguing with my family, Dave.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be quite the love-in. I didn't realise all you guys were...
Don't worry, we'll start rimming if that's what you're worried about.
Sorry, man, what the fuck do you think this is? This is Dorky, man. This is Dorky.
Okay, and?
Sorry, that's all you need... What are you talking about? That's all you need to know.
That is all you need to know, Dave.
I don't know.
We are Dorky, man.
Yeah,
we
okay. Well, you're three very influential residents, including the mayor. But the fact is, there's a lot of people that don't want to see this happen, Mary.
And I speak for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. When did this become a fucking democracy?
It is a democracy. No. I know you were voted in, but
out
again.
No. Well, fine, vote me out after I do my rimming mural.
Yeah, well.
Like,
the rimming again!
I mean, if it was just a mural...
Who's going to be in the mural? Who's going to be in the mural?
Who do you want to be in the mural, man? Do you know who it should be? It should be the three of us, like old times.
Yeah.
It should be the Dimna. You do you agree?
100%. I saw a rough sketch of it and it was absolutely beautiful. And myself and Sive are on
there. There was a rough sketch of the three of the rimming mural.
We are, and we're in the community group. And
it's awesome, man.
We've gone about the houses to ask them to see how they feel about this. And 80% of the people we ask want to be in the mural.
Shut the front door!
Rick, listen to me. It's us, man. It's always been us. Hey, look, listen to me. Look me in the eyes on this radio show, man. You look at me too. Keep one
eye on
me.
All in the one location?
I'm looking at you.
Yeah, man, we're in the same fucking... Hey, my eye's going to be on you.
Microphones are in Donkey City Hall.
My left eye's on Dimna. My right eye's on you. My heart is somewhere else entirely. Just look at me. Look at me. Look, both of you, look at me. It's always been us. Do you hear me? We are Dorky.
So true.
That is
we are Dorky.
But I have a question. Is in a mural where it's the three of us rimming?
Yeah, man.
One of us would be left out. No, is it? Is a? It's a no. Only one of us.
Just think about it, man. Think about it.
Only one.
No,
who's the mermaid?
Pictures.
One's in the middle, and then they're getting rimmed, and then they're rimming someone else. So two people are getting rimmed. Who the person at the back doesn't get any rimming, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
but
presumably they're the mermaid.
They get the divine. They get the divine act of doing the rim, man.
Of being the gift giver.
Yes. Mm. Think about
the
it.
The most selfless, in a way.
Exactly. And they are why they are the mermaid. They are pure. They are ascendant above us fucking mere lions who are earthbound, who want to be Mufasa in the sky, but they can't. They fucking can't.
I gotta say, that's pretty...
It's beautiful stuff.
It's pretty,
man.
Yeah. It is beautiful. And, I feel like you're kind of talking me around on this whole...
Here's the thing, Dave. Here's the fundamental thing. It comes from love, man.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know
and
what I mean?
Anything that's based in love can't be
wrong
evil.
Or evil. No, never.
I don't think,
to be honest, Dave, I don't think we should be alluding to rimming being evil in the first place.
No.
I'm going to have to disagree with you there, Dave. If we were to say everything done out of love is completely fine, then I can just...
Actual love.
Yeah.
Not...
Real love.
Actual love is the same... What?
Real
love. Give me the definition of real love, Dave.
Well, I don't want to get bogged down in all sorts of definitions and stuff.
All right.
Point is, this is coming from a place that's pure...
Yeah, I'm just saying, some of the things I did back in the day...
That wasn't love, Rick.
Yes,
it was. That was self-destructive. It was...
Then define real love for me, Dave.
Real love is what happens between a lion and a mermaid.
When they're both consenting adults.
Yes.
All right, then never mind what I was going to say.
Okay. I'm afraid we're out of time. Oh, I feel like we could have talked about that for another 20 minutes. But we are out of time. I want to thank all my callers today. I especially want to thank Hannah Mamelis, Ronan Carey, and Clara De Bruin. Folks, do you have anything you want to plug? Ronan, I'll come to you first.
Yeah, if you're about May 25th at Mob on Abbey Street in Dublin, we're doing, myself and friend of the show, Giles Brody, we're doing Slow News Day, a comedy news show. Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. With Niall Keane and...
Yeah, Niall Keane. We've got Aisling Farrell, got a whole host of folks.
Brilliant. Clara, do you have anyone to plug?
Nada. Got nothing.
When's this coming out?
May 15th.
No.
Is there...
We're doing Dreamgun in London, if you're in London.
Tomorrow, in 2 days' time.
In 2 days' time.
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, the 16th of May, we'll be in
London. We'll be there.
Get to London.
At 21 tomorrow. Soho.
21 Soho.
We're doing Batman
Begins.
Begins, not Returns.
And then, in case we're not here, and in case we're not here before it, we're doing shows in Dublin next month, 15th, 16th, 17th.
In June.
Yeah, it is
15th, 16th, 17th.
Class.
In Smock Alley. Bye.
Tickets are available.
Smock Alley.
Tickets are probably on sale. Yeah. Cool. Okay, brilliant, guys. Thank you. Thanks to the Head Stuff Podcast Network for having us, and to Bobby Ahern for our theme music. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.
Phoning it in. Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
I'm never going to look at Dorky the same way again.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.